Next application is case number 11-470. The application of Melissa and John Chandler. Site is north of Godwin School Road, Road 410, 990 feet west of Country Living Road, Road 433. The 911 address is 23431 Godwin School Road, Millsboro, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 76.11. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. To be more specific, they're requesting a 2.6-foot variance from a required 15-foot side yard setback for a garage and requesting a 6.9-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a garage. In reference to this application, gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lang.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Melissa Chandler, 23431 Godwin School Road, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I'm applying for this variance because I had no idea that it was over the setbacks. My now ex-husband is incarcerated, and I'm left with the sale of the property so that my children and I can move on. And I didn't know until the deal fell through on the sale of my house that it was too close to the property line.
Okay.
And the building is 30 by 40, two-story with a concrete floor, and I just don't know how I would move it. I don't have any eloquent speech or documentation. I'm trying to sell the house, and I don't know what I would do if I had to move it.
All right, ma'am. Okay, we'll start here then with the members of the board having a question. Mr. Rickers, let's start with you, please. This lady.
Did your ex-husband do all the... all the paperwork for this this garage in your home? Did your ex-husband do that?
If he did it or the person that he hired to build.
Oh, you hired someone to build this?
He subcontracted it out. We didn't hire a builder that did everything. He subcontracted pieces out.
Okay,
so you really didn't know anything until...
I had no idea. I can't speak for him. I've had no contact with him, but to my knowledge, he didn't know.
I just wanted to establish that you didn't know anything
about...
You had nothing to do with the permit or anything like that. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
When was it built?
2002.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Do you know if you have a certificate of occupancy, or maybe Mr. Lang does?
I can't tell by the application. It doesn't include one.
Okay.
No, I see that.
Okay.
There was a fee required, so I'm assuming that they did not have a CO.
Okay.
Just typically, if there had been a CO, it would have been a waiver on the fee.
Right.
Okay.
did you apply for this variance?
Yes.
Okay. And when you applied for the variance, do you recall getting signing a sheet saying you understood that you had to convince the board that you meet the standards for granting a variance?
I'm sure that I signed whatever I needed to sign, but to be frank with you, it was an hour and a half before settlement. And when it fell through, I had a little bit of an emotional meltdown. And I honestly don't remember what it said, but I know that I paid a fee and I signed paperwork.
Okay. I'm sure, given the circumstances, it was difficult for you. But there are standards that have to be, this board has to be convinced that you meet. And without being difficult... they are the standard of uniqueness, that the property can't be developed in strict conformity, or there's a uniqueness to the property. Tell us a little more. Did in your recollection of building this, was the garage placed back there because the septic maybe or something was in the way?
It was put in the rear corner because my ex-husband built reproduction furniture from barnwood, and I didn't want it to be too close to the house. The saws were going. That was his job. He worked out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the septic is in the front of our property, front to the side, the opposite side, and then the well, it was... I'm going to guess for his reasoning, it was probably put there because you have to, the driveway goes right back to the barn. And if you tried to do it on the other side, I don't think you can because you'd have to go over top of the septic to get there.
Okay. Okay. And is it your opinion that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
I believe that removing the barn would be detrimental to, if we remove the financial aspect from myself, mm-hmm. whoever else has the property, I believe that it would take away from them because the upstairs is finished to a point that we thought that if we did a little bit more work, they could use it as they could just put drywall up and use it as a rec room, and then they have a concrete floor downstairs that, I mean, it houses a car and a workshop all at the same time.
Okay.
This
situation wasn't created by you, the applicant?
No, well, my husband.
Right. Okay.
But not you, though, ma'am.
No.
Okay. And what about the character of the neighborhood? Is it, do you think it is in character of the neighborhood, or is it possible that it alters the essential character in the neighborhood?
Well, my property is a little unique compared to some of the other houses. I have a log home, and everything is wood and stone.
Okay.
And so I believe that it improves the look of the neighborhood. I've never had anyone complain about it. I have multiple people who stop and admire the home and the barn.
Okay. And you feel that your request is a minimum to afford relief?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, Mr. Shrub, did you have a question?
I'm looking.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Here.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 11,470 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richard that we take case number 11,470 under advisement. And all those in favor of that motion, then Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Richard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And again, then Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,470 is taken under advisement. Now, what that means, ma'am, there may be a decision made here later on this evening, okay. And you could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And just so you'll know, these proceedings are also on the Internet if you choose not to stay.
Okay. Thank you.
Next case, please.